catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your hosts, Jammin' James Riley, the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we hear new tracks from new projects released by the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean, a track from Terry Anderson called Carl Wilson, and tunes from the Volcanics, the Huntington Cads, the Lively Ones, Dick Dale, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, our weekly trivia question, and so much more. Now let's start things off with one of those new Jan and Dean tunes. It's from the release Filet of So Redo, the Rejected Master Recordings. This was from a release that was initially intended as a live and crazy comedy release by Jan and Dean, but it was turned down by Liberty Records initially. More info on that later, but let's hear the first track as it was intended. This is Prelude, Honolulu Lulu.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
it's the Huntington Cads and the tune Never to Return. Our weekly trivia question is, what band was produced by Carl Wilson on the Brother Records label and also featured a couple of members that would join the Beach Boys on record and tour for a couple of years as well? We'll give you the answer and a track from them later on in the show. And speaking of the Beach Boys, they have a new release titled 1967 Sunshine Tomorrow, which is a stereo mix of Wild Honey, studio outtakes of Wild Honey and the Smile era, live recordings from that year, and more. Here's a stereo mix of a song from Wild Honey. This is Aren't You Glad?
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Oh,
Wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Doily and the Twang Lords in the tune D-Twang. The Bobby Fuller Four before that and Our Favorite Martian. Coming up next from the 1963 album Deuces and Eights, it's the New Dimensions and Rumblebee on Catching a Wave. The Lively Ones and their tune Tranquilizer. It's time for another track from the Jan and Dean album Filet of So Redo, the Rejected Master Recordings, releasing September 1st on Omnivore Recordings. So the story goes that in 1965, Jan and Dean were wanting to get out of their contract with Liberty Records, and they owed them one more album. They had already released a live project titled Command Performance, but wanted to do a live project that also combined their zany style of comedy. They turned in the masters to this project, which the suits at Liberty Records had no idea how to promote something like this and turned it down. Then on April 12, 1966, Jan Barry suffered that horrendous car accident that forever changed the course of the Jan and Dean story. But Liberty Records jumped on the chance to retool this rejected LP and titled it Filet of Soul, a Live One, which was basically live tracks. But now, Filet of Soul Redo brings it all back to the live comedy album concept for the first time. You may remember Dean Torrence on Catching a Wave last fall talking about being involved with Steve Martin's career early on. And comedy has always been a huge part of the Jan and Dean story. From Filet of Soul Redo, here's a track titled Brass Section Introductions / Dead Man's Curve on Catching a Wave.
All right, now we come to the part of the show where we feature our brass section. You know what a brass section is, don't you? Trumpets and trombones and stuff.
Yeah.
Hall.
They just toot out a song, too.
Yeah.
Boy, just slick.
And we'd like to introduce them to you tonight. The one with the funny big bell coming out of his forehead over there is Lou McCreary, the big fat bass trombone. Big hand for Lou. This is the official Jan and Dean band. In the middle there, playing middle trombone, is Lou Blackburn. Doing the manual of arms with that trombone. Oil's dripping out of his eddies. Is Dave Wells on third trombone. Over here on the trumpets. I don't see any new faces tonight. Same old guys. On lead trumpet, and he switches off sometimes. Ollie Mitchell. In the middle over here, star of the Los Angeles Rams band, is Tony Turan. And on the right, one of the guys who can hit the highest notes of anybody in the band without his trumpet, is Bud Brisbois. Big hand for Bud. And they're going to play the opening to one of our lesser hits. It's a bad cough you got out there. And then I saw that Jaguar slide into the curve. Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. They tend to do that. Then what happened? And then I saw the Jaguar slide into the curve. Yeah. I know I'll never forget that chick who was driving next to me with no hope. That chick who was driving next to me. I guess I found out for myself that night that you can get an awful sore sternocleidoid mastoid muscle looking at girls like that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. We just heard the Volcanics, and Girls, 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 the Persuaders before that, and Surfer Strip. Now let's play another track from the latest from the Beach Boys, 1967 Sunshine Tomorrow release. This is from the studio outtakes for Wild Honey Project, a tune called Can't Wait Too Long.
So terrible.
God, I hate it.
One, two, a one, two, three, four.
Thank you.
That's the Verb Tones with Saturday Night on Mars. Hey, don't forget our trivia question this week is, what band did Carl Wilson produce on their album On Brother Records? A couple of the members even joined the Beach Boys for a period of time after that. One singing lead on Sail on Sailor. The answer and a track from this album coming up. Now let's play another track from Jane and Dean's Filet of Soul Redo. By the way, they got the Filet of Soul title after listening to Rubber Soul by the Beatles and wondering what kind of soul Jane and Dean had. They came up with Filet of Soul. From the new release, this is titled Hang On Sloopy / Jane and Dean, They'll Be Back on Catching a Wave.
Now we like to do Hang On Sloopy.
This is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man, Jammin' James Riley. That's my daddy's name, James.
We'll be right back.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. We just heard Freddie Boom Boom Cannon and Tallahassee Lassie, recorded in 1959. Dick Dale and his Deltones before that, and Surfin' Rebel from the 1964 album on Capitol Records titled Summer Surf. Our trivia question was, what band did Carl Wilson produce on Brother Records? And it also included a couple of members that would join the Beach Boys later after that for a short period of time. The album was released in 1970 by a group called The Flame. They were initially known as The Flames on their first few albums. The band is from Durban in South Africa. A couple of the members, Blondie Chaplin and Ricky Fattar, would join the Beach Boys in 1972 and tour and record with them on the projects Carl and the Passion So Tough, Holland, and the live album The Beach Boys in Concert, released in late 1973. It's Blondie Chaplin you hear on lead vocals on the hit song Sail on Sailor. From their 1970 self-titled album produced by Carl Wilson, here's The Flame and the tune See the Light.
I'll be gone from this place, but I'm happy. jumping out with their oohs and their ahs. And I can't wait to hear such a wondrous thing. It's Carl Wilson teaching the angels to sing. From here way too soon, God only knows why. And I'm not the only one here that's left to cry. Up in the skies of blue, there's meadows of green, where Carl Wilson is teaching the angels to sing.
Terry Anderson from his latest release titled Jimmy's Arcade and the tune titled Carl Wilson. That's a great tie-in to one more from the 1967 Sunshine Tomorrow release by the Beach Boys. It's a special a cappella mix of Surfer Girl, recorded in September of 1967 at rehearsal sessions in Hollywood, California.
Little surfer, little one, made my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you, surfer girl, my little surfer girl? I have watched you on the shore, standing by the ocean's roar. Do you love me? Do you, surfer girl, surfer girl?
Surfer girl.
their House of Bamboo single. It's the Southern Culture on the Skids covering Link Ray's The Sweeper. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, check us out online, catchingawaveradio.com. Let us know your comments and requests, because we love to hear from you. It's Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.